It's two games into the Great Western Original Cash League season, and things are already beginning to look very familiar at the top of the league standings. A trio of perennial contenders, defending champion BTN Chartered Accountants, Penny Barker, John's Music, Ryan Wenarchik, and Matt Froelich, all improved to 2-0 during the second night of league action at the Moose Jaw Curling Center. Froelich had the quickest showing of the night, scoring 4 in the first end and stealing another in the second for a 5-0 lead over RK Sunview, Tanya Heisler, 0-2. Heisler scored a pair in the third, but a Froelich single the next end brought things to an early conclusion with a 6-2 Froelich win. Wenarchik found himself in a bit of a back-and-forth battle with Barry Silk, 0-2, after getting off to a fast start. Wenarchik led 5-0 through two ends and 7-2 through three, but Silk put up a three-ender in the sixth to get back into things. Wenarchik responded with a deuce in the seventh to pick up a 9-5 win. A big third end proved the difference for Barker against Kaltire, Dustin Walachuk, 0-2. After the two teams exchanged single points the first two ends, Barker put up a 5-spot the next frame to take control of things. Each rink scored 3 over the next two ends before shaking hands, with Barker taking a 9-4 victory. Rod Montgomery picked up his first Original 16 win, and it was a close one as he battled to a 7-6 victory over EMJ Marketing, Joe Gunnis, 1-1. Gunnis looked to take control early after taking a 4-1 lead through three ends, but Montgomery responded with a single point in the fourth followed by steals of 2 the next two ends for a 6-4 lead. Gunnis tied the game with a deuce of his own in the seventh, and Montgomery would use the hammer to pick up his single point in the last end. Pro Tech Electric, Stan Barnsley, 1-1, also used a big end to take control of his match with Pause and Play, Jaden Miller, 1-1. Leading 3-2 through 3, Barnsley scored 4 in the 4th and stole another 2 in the 5th to go up 9-2 and bring things to an early end. The game between KMS Construction, 1-0, and Pro Tech Studios, 0-1, was rescheduled. League action continues every Wednesday night at the Moose Jaw Curling Center.